Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
We're turning now to France, though, because France has raised its security alert to the highest level possible after three people were killed in a knife attack in the city of Nice this morning. An attacker killed three people in a suspected terrorist incident at the city's Notre Dame Church. Just hours later, a man wielding a handgun was shot dead by police near Avignon. Now, French President Emmanuel Macron has visited the scene this afternoon, and there he announced the deployment of an extra 4,000 soldiers to key sites, including schools and places of worship, and he had a message for the country's Catholics in particular.
I would like to say,
d'abord et avant tout, le soutien de la nation entière,
that
catholique.
We would like to,
de France et d'ailleurs.
All of us would like to support the Catholics in
après
France.
L'assassinat du Père Hamel à l'été 2016, c'est une nouvelle
the assassination
fois.
Of the Père Hamel
qui sont
in 2016. Once again,
menacés.
It's the Catholics that are being
avant,
attacked and being threatened in our country.
La nation tout entière se tient
and the whole country
à leur côté.
Is at their side.
And religion puisse
ensure
continuer de s'exercer
that their
librement dans notre
will be
pays.
Able to be on
car notre pays, c'est cela, ce sont nos valeurs.
Freely.
Well, I'm joined now by the French ambassador to Ireland, who only officially took up his role yesterday. Ambassador Vincent Guérin, good evening and thank you very much for joining us this evening and our condolences to the people of France. Could I get your reaction, please, to the tragic events in Nice this morning?
Yes, thank you, Sarah. Good evening and thank you for your kind words. No, indeed, it's a shock, that again such an attack could take place, that again it was worshippers who were targeted, even elderly worshippers in a church. And you may remember that 4 years ago it was even a priest celebrating Mass who had been beheaded in a church. So it's absolutely tragic. But I believe that the French president who immediately went to the scene, it was said, had very strong words, recalling that we will not give in to terror, recalling that the country had to remain firm and united. And so it's certainly a big shock for all of us, and we'll have to grieve this just 2 weeks after a French teacher was beheaded on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
What we really want to do is to not to give in and to fight, obviously, against those who are perpetrating such acts or planning such acts, but by keeping strongly our values of civil liberty, of freedom of belief or not, those who want to believe or not to believe, all these liberties which are so dear to us French and to us Europeans should remain on the forefront.
There was also an attack in Saudi Arabia today. A man was arrested after stabbing and wounding a guard at the French consulate there. Do you have any information as to whether that is related to the attack in France today?
Well, I don't know whether this is related or part to a more general plan, but it's true that today, sadly, as you were mentioning also, there were several attacks or attempts to harm French interests, either in France or indeed abroad. This comes indeed, as I said, a few weeks after the tragic events. This comes also at a time where there is indeed some additional tensions linked to the publication of cartoons, which are seen as extremely offending by some of Muslim countrymen and women.
Mm.
But we believe that the freedom of speech also goes as far as allowing such kind of publication. So yes, there's a lot of tension, but again, we believe that this should be resolved by dialogue, this should be resolved by a better understanding of each other's values, but certainly not by such violent extremism.
Sure, of course. But when you're talking about dialogue, Ambassador, as you say, some Muslims are unhappy with various different things that have been happening and have been said in France. But in particular, a lot of them have said that they feel that President Macron himself has been unnecessarily confrontational in the way he has spoken about Islam recently, you know, talking about the need to free Islam in France from foreign influences, and then saying saying that, that Samuel Paty, the teacher who was killed, saying he was killed because Islamists want our future and that France would, quote, not give up our cartoons. And you can understand what he's trying to get at, but you would wonder at the language and the way he's expressing himself. Do you think it's helpful the way he's expressing himself on these things?
Well, you know, we have developed over the centuries, even in France, this maybe particular model of secularism, which allows, as I said, everybody to believe or not to believe, and even to publish cartoons, which maybe have considered as offending, but which we believe are part of our right to mock and to criticize. Now, there are 2,000 mosques in French, in France. There are probably close to 5 million French citizens or people of with different passports practicing freely, of course, their faith, and we believe that's perfectly right. But what we do not want, if some of those now believe that their religion, the religious teaching precedes the law and precedes the what we call the law of the republic. This cannot be accepted from any religion, and certainly not from this one. And that is something which was repeated and recalled by the president in various recent speeches.
Okay, another a quote from Emmanuel Macron today is French women and French men, whatever your religion, whether you are a believer or not, in these moments we must unite, cede nothing to the spirit of division. So he is also speaking to that that theme of unity.
Yes, certainly, because his last message was to say there is actually in France only one community, which is the what we call in France the national community, the French people. We will not distinguish by race or by origin or by religion. That's also very much the French fabric, and we are very eager to maintain this maybe French specificity. But this is also something that people with different backgrounds or different origins have to accept when they come to France, or people of, let's say, Christian origins who convert to any other religion, which is their right, have to accept also. But we will not accept that any religious beliefs precedes the common law for all French citizens.
All right. French Ambassador to Ireland, Vincent Guérin, thank you very much for joining us this evening, and our condolences again.